This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Ukraine. That is part of a flurry of Western diplomacy aimed at heading off a feared Russian invasion that some warn could be just days away. Scholz plans to continue on to Moscow. There, he will try to persuade Russian President Vladimir Putin to back down. U.S. officials have warned that Russia could attack this week. Moscow denies it has any such plans, but massed well over 130,000 troops near Ukraine. In the U.S. view, it has also built up enough firepower to launch an attack on short notice. Some airlines canceled flights to the Ukrainian capital, and troops there unloaded fresh shipments of weapons from NATO members Sunday as its president sought to project confidence in the face of U.S. warnings of the possible invasion within days by a growing number of Russian forces. The president, Volodymyr Zelensky, spoke to U.S. President Joe Biden for about an hour, insisting the Ukrainians had the country under safe and reliable protection against feared attack by a far stronger Russian military. The White House said both agreed to keep pushing both deterrence and diplomacy to try to stave off a feared Russian military offensive. The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing has reopened after protests against COVID-19 restrictions closed it for about a week. While Canadian officials are holding back from a crackdown on a larger protest in the capital, the Detroit International Bridge Company said in a statement late Sunday that the Ambassador Bridge is now fully open, allowing the free flow of commerce between the Canada and U.S. economies again. The crossing normally carries about 25% of all trade between the two countries. This is VOA News. Scientists and governments are meeting Monday to finish a major United Nations report on how global warming disrupts people's lives, the natural environment, and the Earth itself. Don't expect a flowery Valentine to the planet. Instead, an activist group predicted a nightmare painted in the dry language of science. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, a collection of hundreds of the world's top scientists, issues three huge reports on climate change every 5 to 7 years. The latest update, which won't be finished until the end of February, will explain how climate change already affects humans and the planet, what to expect in the future, and the risks and benefits of adapting to a warmer world. The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee says it's disappointed that Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva will be allowed to compete for a second gold medal despite failing a pre-Olympics drug test. Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled that the 15-year-old, the favorite for the women's individual gold, should not be provisionally suspended ahead of a full hearing into her positive test for the heart drug on December 25th. The USOPC CEO, Sarah Hirschlin, says the committee is disappointed by the message the ruling sends. She says athletes are being denied the right to know they're competing on a level playing field. She also says it's part of a systemic and pervasive disregard for clean sport by Russia. The ruling means Valieva can compete starting Tuesday in the women's individual competition, where she's a favorite for gold. The Los Angeles Rams were all but out of playmakers in the second half of the Super Bowl. They still had Cooper Kupp, and they still had Matthew Stafford. And they were enough to win a championship. The Los Angeles 23-20 victory was a remarkable story of perseverance through injury setbacks that would have crushed most teams, including the Rams, if not for one final scoring drive catalyzed by Kupp and Stafford. The Rams played the fourth quarter of their home Super Bowl with rookies and logging significant playing time. That's because Odell Beckham Jr. went down with a knee injury in the second quarter, leaving the Rams to finish their final game without four of their top six pass catchers. Recapping one of our top stories, the German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is visiting Ukraine as part of a flurry of Western diplomacy aimed at heading off a feared Russian invasion that some warn could be just days away. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.